This, ladies and gentlemen, is singularly the most spectacular map of Europe you have ever seen. We have the Straits of Gibraltar. We have North Africa. We have Italy. We have Sicily. We have Spain, Portugal, France, Germany. At the end of World War I, all of this area, Africa and all this area, belonged to the Ottoman Empire. The English came down and divided these countries up, and created, not divided the countries up, divided the space up and made countries. And so the head of the Home Office referred some years later to the King of Jordan. He said, he sits on that throne in Amman where I put him one Saturday afternoon. Well, that's exactly what they did. The British carved it up and made it into those countries. One of the provisions of the Treaty of Versailles at the end of World War I was, they said, you Germans like to run over people too much. So here's what we want. We want an early warning system that we want to have an area in here which says this will be the Rhineland, a demilitarized zone, so that when you start to go towards the French, they'll know you're coming. And so therefore, you're not allowed to have any militarized, you can't have anybody with guns, any tanks, anything, you're going to demilitarize that area. Well, about 17 years later, after the war, a fellow by the name of Adolf Hitler got elected by one vote, the chancellor, and he says to the Germans, he didn't say this out loud, he said, I think these people are all a bunch of little weak ninnies. But, and he said to the Germans, he said, I'm convinced that if we march in there, nobody will do anything. And what I believe is that we should occupy our own country, and who can tell us not to? And people said, yeah. And so he lined up his little army, which was useless. I mean, it was shot. It was defeated in World War I, and they hadn't done anything since. And so they had to literally walk into this area. They had a total of about 5 divisions in all of Germany. France had 70 divisions. So all France had to do was say, get out. And we now know that every soldier had the retreat instructions on his person in case he met any resistance. And he met no resistance. And so people said, oh, you know, maybe Hitler knows something we don't know. Hitler did know something that we didn't know. And Adolf Hitler could judge the character of these other leaders, and he knew that they were weak. And so he decided that he would then, here's another little country down here called Austria. We got Vienna, beautiful little place. He thought, I think I would like to have Austria. And so who's going to stop you? I mean, it's just like you want to go knock over the liquor store, you just go do it. And so who's and what had happened was Austria had agreements with Britain, who was the leader of the free world at that point, all up for 100 years. British were the leaders, along with France and others. And so Hitler questioned as to whether or not these people in Austria, where they would come to the aid of Austria. And so he goes down there, and he invaded on a Friday, and on Sunday he was going to go down to Vienna and have everybody line the streets and wave their flags and carry on. And his equipment was such a pile of junk that it kept getting bogged down here, and they had to load it onto trains to ship it into Vienna for the parade by the time the Führer got there to say, look what I did. But nevertheless, and Hitler told the Prime Minister of Austria, he said 2 years earlier, he said, when I walked in the Rhineland, he said, France could have stopped me with a flick of its wrist. But it didn't. And so he felt that if he went into Austria, nobody else would stop him there, and they didn't. Well, there was a little fellow by the name of Winston Churchill who was over in Britain, and he was not in office. How many of you are from Canada? Anybody here from Canada? Okay. Well, he's the only one who understands, because in every country other than the United States, I just described how we were the first ones that did this, and so we didn't have any map. But everybody else that has these democracies, they have what is called a parliamentary system. The way the parliamentary system is this, is you vote for people and you elect them members of parliament. And then whoever has a majority, either largest party or coalition of parties, they go off into a room and they have a caucus and they decide who's going to be the prime minister, the leading person. And they choose the prime minister, and then they choose the foreign minister and the defense minister and all. Then they come back, and that's the government for the country. So every member of the leadership of France or Germany or Australia or all these other countries, they're also members of the parliament. In America, the president's not a member of the Congress, but that's the way this works. However, that's always worked that way except in the 1930s.